Why, yes, it is a Thursday. It's time to talk to the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney, brought to you as always by Anderson Insurance Agency there in Beloit. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Wade. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Well, there's two main things we need to talk about. Let's start with football, where the KU football team is going bowling for the first time since 2008. 6-6 record, and they get to take on Arkansas, in the Liberty Bowl down in Memphis on December the 28th. I would imagine everybody's pretty stoked. And what do you think about that matchup and that bowl game?
Well, definitely excited to see Kansas, you know, get a quality opponent and the type of matchup that if you win it, it looks like you really accomplished something. And to finish the season possibly at 7-6 with a win over an SEC school, what a way to head into the postseason. And I think Kansas can win this game. I know the odds makers have it, you know, currently as a 4-point spread, but so many times bowl games come down to who wants it more and, you know, who's got the closest representation of their full team out there. And, you know, we're seeing every day players pulling out of bowl games to either enter the transfer portal or enter the NFL draft. And Arkansas's top linebacker has already done that with the draft. And so it's going to be interesting to see. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Arkansas, I'm sure, wants this game too. You know, this is a club that's had bigger aspirations early in the season when they climbed as high as number 10 in the rankings after a 3-0 start. But I think for Kansas, you know, we haven't been bowling in 14 years. For everybody, this is a first within this program, and they're fired up. And we're going to be as healthy as we've been since September, healthier at key spots that clearly we did not have optimal health. And I'm not just talking about Jalen Daniels. I mean, we referenced this a week ago, but the way Craig Young and Lonnie Phelps looked health-wise and explosiveness-wise versus Kansas State in week 12, I mean, that's what we saw out of those guys in terms of being disruptive the first month when Lonnie was averaging a sack per game and was one of the tops in the nation. And you know, those guys are going to be back at full strength and full speed more than anything. So I like our chances. You know, it's a tough draw, no doubt. And yeah, we're the underdogs, but I like it that it's a good team, and I like it that it's a team that yet is still within our wheelhouse, because it'll look like a great, great win if you get it. At the same time, you know, I think we absolutely can. So I'm fired up about the way it came together. I think the only thing I don't like is geographically, they've got a significant advantage in terms of proximity and how many fans could make the trip if they want to. And so I hope Jayhawk Nation, and I expect Jayhawk Nation, will respond in a big way with as much crimson and blue in the stands as possible, because Arkansas will have a very short trek over there, and I would imagine it's going to be a lot of whoopig suey down there in Memphis.
Yeah, Arkansas 6-6. Missouri beat Arkansas at the very end of the season, so Missouri could be bowl eligible. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if you want to comment on this or not. But there are reports, of course, that Missouri didn't want to play KU in a bowl game. I think it would have been awesome if Missouri and KU would have played in a bowl game. They aren't. It still is SEC versus Big 12 battle. It'd be the same record of team, Arkansas and Missouri. What are your thoughts on that? And do you know, is there real truth to that? Obviously, Missouri has denied it. Of course, they would. Whether they said it or not, they're going to immediately deny it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, they didn't immediately deny it for about 24 to 36 hours at first.
Mm-hmm.
And that really allowed this thing to kind of, I don't want to say grow out of control or anything, but I mean, it was a hot story for a while there. Brett McMurphy was taking some pretty strong shots on Twitter, the reporter that had it. And so Kansas fans were all over it. Then later they come out and say, well, this is why, you know, we had a basketball game scheduled that day versus Kentucky and yada, yada, and they were playing them in a couple of years anyway, yada, yada. But definitely, I think, you know, for Kansas fans, it was something fun to rib their Missouri friends about, particularly in the Kansas City area where it's not an even split, but it's close to it. I think there was a lot of barbs going back and forth for a couple of days, and still will be. It will be this weekend when we play them in basketball, which I know we're about to talk about. But, you know, would that have been optimal? Sure, because, I mean, from a ticket sales standpoint, you know, that would have been an instant sellout, and you know, the matchup and all that would have been so much more publicized and talked about and everything. But I understand you know, if the reasoning they if the reasoning they eventually gave us is indeed true, it seems rational. And I don't think they were running scared or anything like that. But Kansas fans want to paint the narrative that that's exactly what they were doing. And so, you know what? Let our fans enjoy that if that's what they want to say. But we're going to get them in a couple of years anyway, and I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing how much further along Lance Leipold's program is by the time we face him. We would have taken him on today, tomorrow, or any day, anywhere, because we feel like we're good enough to beat him any time right now. But just imagine where Kansas can build this thing up to by the time the contractual, you know, series is renewed. So that to me will still be fun. But yeah, disappointing if indeed that there was a chance to do that, which it sounds like there was. But I'm also not gonna, you know, take them to the stake and say, oh my gosh, you guys, you know, totally, you know, pulled some kind of cowardly act in not playing this game. They had decent reasons behind it. And it's disappointing, but it's not like, you know, they completely buried their heads in the sand and ran from it or anything like that. So not going to talk about it too much more than that. And I'm excited about the opponent we got, and I'm sure they're excited to go to Florida, and we'll both wind up having a good bowl experience.
There you go. Brian Haney, the voice of Jayhawks, every Thursday on the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Millen Boulevard, or call them at 738-5701. So let's talk about the border war, the border showdown. It's Missouri and Kansas in Columbia. Tigers are off to a great start, undefeated. I believe they're 8-0, KU, or maybe even 9-0 now, and KU's 8-1. And KU's had a lot of time since the Seton Hall game to prepare and get ready and rest up, maybe heal up a little bit as well. Missouri should have lost to Wichita State. Wichita State should have beat K-State and Bramlage recently. Wichita State should have beat Missouri. They just didn't close those games. But Missouri, a talented group that certainly seems to be improving. What are your thoughts on the matchup against Missouri? And, of course, you know it's going to be one crazy hostile environment down at Columbia coming up on Saturday at 4:15.
Yeah, I was just talking to Kevin McCullough about this last night on Hawk Talk, and what had he heard about the rivalry? Because, well, for none of our Jayhawks do they truly, truly know about going into Columbia and playing on the road against Mizzou, and they've certainly heard stories, but they don't know. In Kevin's case, you know, he didn't grow up around this rivalry. He didn't play in last year's game that Kansas won in blowout fashion. He really has no concept of what it's about. And he said, well, I've played in some good rivalries like Texas, Texas Tech, and maybe this would be like that times 10. And I got to thinking about it, and honestly, while normally Texas, Texas Tech would not be anywhere close to Kansas, Mizzou in terms of the venom and the intensity and the bitterness, last year was. Do you remember when Chris Beard was back from Auburn? And they were like pounding on the bus and telling him who number one was and all that stuff he was pulling in. You know, that really is a pretty good comparison. But we still agree that it would be that times five, maybe.
Yes.
But yeah, it's definitely something that all of our guys are going to have to find out real quickly, you know, just how much Missouri cares and vice versa. Because, you know, going back to you and I's childhood growing up, I mean, this was the game every year where the Antlers would get a hold of the phone number of Jayhawk players and prank them all week long, or they would, you know, pull the fire alarm at the hotel and have them have to evacuate at 2 in the morning. And there were so many, you know, extra things that went into Missouri week because of the passion of the fans and the venom between the two schools and all that. And we don't have that with K-State. I mean, obviously it's a game we love to compete in and try to win, but the KU-K-State rivalry doesn't have the same bitterness, and honestly, it hasn't had the same level of competitiveness, which, you know, is what fuels great rivalries. If you can beat your rival any given year, regardless of venue, that's what makes them great. It's why on Tobacco Road, Duke and North Carolina are so great in their rivalry, because it's pretty even. In KU-K-State football and basketball, it's not.
Yeah.
And while we've certainly closed the gap a little bit in football, we haven't beaten them in a decade and a half. And while they've had years, you know, in the last 20 or 30 where they've risen up and beaten us at basketball, they are few and far between. And with KU-Mizzou, it's been a little more competitive. Now, having said that, we have an 80-game lead in the all-time series, 175-95 versus Mizzou. And I'm happy to say that again for any Missouri fans listening. But if you look at the games, though, and this is where I'm giving them credit and giving Norm Stewart credit and Clint Snyder and all the coaches after them, they have certainly, you know, made this a great rivalry of competitiveness, and the games have been excellent, you know, competition, well played, down to the wire type games, and we haven't always had that in football or basketball on the other side. So to me, this is the rivalry I grew up with as the most passionate, most, you know, intense rivalry we had, and it'll always be that. However, because it's not for any type of conference, you know, implication, and these future meetups are just going to be as non-con showcases, it'll never quite be what it once was. But, man, I grew up learning from my dad, who would put Don Fambro on the radio and hearing Don Fambro say, "It's not a rivalry, it's a war." And Coach Fam would, you know, tell all the stories of why I hate Missouri, you know. And he'd say that with that gravelly voice, and I mean, he got you fired up. And Missouri has people on their side of the state line that have told similar stories, you know. And so I'm, for one, excited. We've got this going again in basketball and football. And football will happen here, as I mentioned, in a couple of years. But I'm pumped, man. And I think it's going to be, obviously, a very hostile environment. Self, I'm sure, has told his guys about it. Whatever happened in last night's practice, the practice ended early, but the conversation in the locker room extended late because he was getting on him about something. I think he's absolutely lighting the fire this week, making sure they know how important this game is, how serious they need to take it. How good is Missouri, Wade? I don't know. You know, 9-0, they're doing great under their new coach, but they really haven't played a schedule that gives you a true indication of what they're going to be in the SEC. Their best win was at Wichita State, who's a 4-4 team, but still, you know, to win over there in Cook Arena is a big deal. It was 88-84, close game. They pulled it out. But it's hard to say how much better they are, because this will be the real litmus test come Saturday. So we know the atmosphere will be great. We know the team will be very good. And we expect the game to be great. And hopefully Kansas can pull it out, because, you know, we played a lot of good neutral site games here in our first nine. But this will be our first true road atmosphere. And you're going into a lion's den or a tiger's cage, I guess, however you want to phrase it, because it's definitely going to be as tough of a venue as we will have played in quite some time.
Well, I know you're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I think every KU Missouri fan is looking forward to this. I love great rivalries. And, you know, there's some K-State fans that get a little bit, I don't want to say insulted, but bothered sometimes. But when they really think about it, I think they understand is that, you know, K-State and KU is a rivalry. But as you said, in football and basketball, it's been so one-sided when it comes to the two schools over the last, you know, 15, 20 years or so. Whereas, you know, basketball and football, of course, you can go back to when Mangino was there, where it was KU and Missouri number one and two playing each other, for crying out loud, in football. And I've told, you know, my son is Miller, I told him that, and he can't believe that Missouri and KU are ranked 1-2 in the country in football and played each other. And it's hard to understand when you see where KU's gone, and Missouri hasn't exactly been lighting the world on fire either when it comes to football. And so we've seen all this conference realignment. We see rivalries that have kind of dissipated or disappear. We might see, you know, I've been to Oklahoma State football game before. That's a great rivalry as well. And now that might be gone once OU goes the SEC, at least for a time. Maybe it'll get reunited and reinvigorated like we are with Missouri and Kansas. But that's one of the things that I think is the biggest problem with realignment, is we lose a lot of these rivalries. And when you talk about, it's not a rivalry, it's a war, I mean, that gives you goosebumps, you know. Well, K-State's a rivalry, but Missouri is a war. I've heard that one as well. And so I'm just absolutely tickled pink that Missouri and Kansas are going to play whenever they can in whatever sport it may be, because it just never felt right to me in the first place. And you can blame people for leaving conferences for more money or this or that. I don't blame Nebraska why they left. If Missouri wanted to do what they did, that's fine. At the same time, I, as a fan, I want to see these teams, these schools play.
Man, I do too. And I know for the first 5 or 6 years after they left, the vast majority of people didn't want to schedule them again and said, hey, they left us at the altar. We don't need to be helping them by scheduling this game. And a lot of people still feel that way, and I understand, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now that it's been 10-plus years, I'm excited that it's back, and I think we're quickly reminded of how much we love beating these guys. I remember when we had the showdown for relief after yes. the hurricane down in Louisiana, and that was actually the one game that Billy Preston played in before You know, his career got shut down at Kansas, and that was a back and forth, grinded out, you know, last minute type win. It was an exhibition win. It didn't count in that all time figure I gave you earlier of 175 and 95, but man, was that fun in Kansas City. It was intense, and we wanted it. I remember Dana Anderson, our top donor, was sitting on the floor right next to us where we were calling the game from, and he was jumping up and waving his arms in the air, getting the crowd going. And this was an exhibition game, but it was Missouri, and we wanted to win it so stinking bad. And yeah, we haven't felt that feeling in quite a while. So I'm fired up for Saturday and everything that comes after that. And hopefully, you know, this rivalry, while I said it won't be as good as it used to be because they aren't for conference purposes, with implications toward a conference title, hopefully, you know, the next generation, your kids will start to realize, you know, just how good this used to be and how much fun it is when you do have a chance to play against and beat Missouri, because that's as good as it gets when it comes to Kansas fandom. And the Sunflower Showdown will still be special, always will. But, I mean, this thing goes back long before
Civil War.
But when you talk about these two states getting together, and that's why your Fambro would always talk about, you know, everything involving Quantrill's raid and all that. And it's definitely on a different level. And that's, you know, not just comparing it to Big 12 rivalries. I think this is one of the top three or four best rivalries in all of college sports. Duke, Carolina, Ohio State, Michigan. We can't be in that category any longer because we don't play every year like those schools do with conference implications. But prior to them leaving, I think it was absolutely on that level, and at least in terms of the passion of the fans. And so I'm glad it's back.
Yeah, me too. KU at Missouri, pregame at 3:45, tip off 4:15. Coming up this Saturday from Columbia on your home for the Jayhawks in North Central Kansas City, 96.3 The Lake. All right, Brian, time for the off-the-wall question since we're talking rivalries. Have you ever had a personal rivalry with someone? It doesn't have to be hatred, but did you ever have a rivalry with another individual, whether it was in school, whether it was in competitions, whether it's broadcasting? Have you ever had a personal rivalry where, you know, it might have been friendly, might even been a little bit, you know, I don't really like that guy or whoever the person may be?
You know, the only ones I can think of are, like, fantasy football related or something like that.
That's too tame, man. That's too tame.
But you know, it's not like I'm a super, you know, well, I mean, we're all competitive people.
Sure,
wrong,
sure.
But what I think is like a bitter rivalry.
And right.
You want to take your vengeance out on somebody. And I don't have any aspect of my life that's like that. But,
I know.
But maybe in fantasy football, there's like that one team that gets you every year. You get them, and you go back and forth for the title. I've got a few guys like that back when I used to play a ton of that stuff. But no, I don't think I have a – I mean, definitely from my, like, youth sports days, there were – certain players on teams on the other side of town that we would always meet up in prep sports and for our high school teams. But, I don't think anything nearly as close as the athletes that we cover and the rivalries that they have. So maybe vicariously through some of our athletes, but I'm afraid this isn't one where I got a great answer for you this week.
What about junior high or high school? What was your biggest rival when you were in school in regards to sports or another school that you just really wanted to beat?
Man, you know, for Topeka West, which was my alma mater, it was Topeka High.
Okay.
And most famous Topeka High alum is Dean Smith,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest coaches of all time. But we hated the Trojans. They hated the Chargers. We'd say their chant was "Hoy Hoy Mighty Troy," and we'd say "Hoy Hoy Trump Troy." and I mean, there was a lot of good back and forth the week of those games with pranks and shenanigans and hijinks and all that. But yeah, in hindsight now, like as an older guy at 42, some of my best friends went to Topeka High.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
You don't think about it now, but when you're in it, it's a big deal like that.
No doubt. Well, hey man, we look forward to recapping Missouri KU coming up next week. Look forward to a matchup between Indiana and KU at Allen Fieldhouse coming up next Saturday on December the 17th. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure. Appreciate you.
Take care. That's Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, brought to you each and every Thursday by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.